Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're going to be doing a chapter 55 and part of chapter 56. Most of what we're doing tonight is a very famous Haftorah. It's the Haftorah that we read. We're actually going to read it tomorrow afternoon. It's the Haftorah that we read Ta'anit Tzibur, every public fast day in the afternoon, except for Yom HaKippurim. It should be very familiar to us, the words, but we're going to see some interesting things there. Before we get to that, we're going to see the part, the beginning of chapter 55, which is not part of the Haftarah, and is kind of its own unit in and of itself. So chapter 55 begins with this beautiful call to the Navi is talking to the Jewish people. Hoy kol tzamei l'chulamayim, anyone who is thirsty, go to the water. V'asher ein lo kesef, and even those who have no money, meaning come and hear the word of the Lord, which is like water. Of course, the image of water is sustaining. So the idea is that the prophecies that I've been telling you, that I've been prophesying about coming back to, that you, the Jews in Bavel, should come back to Eretz Yisrael, that you should recognize that the salvation is around the corner. You should go and follow that. Lots of verbs of action. Tzivui. Lechu. Lechu shivru ve'echolu. Go and purchase and acquire food. Ulechu shivru below kesef below mechir. And you will not have to in any way pay for it. And you'll not only get mayim, which is basic sustenance, you'll get yayin v'chalav, which of course are luxuries. You'll get milk and yayin and wine. So the words of the prophet are basically here, being compared in this context. They're being compared hoy kol tzamei to this. I also want to food and water as well as to luxuries. I want to also add. And the Navi continues, Lama tishkelu kesef below lechem. Why do you continue to pay with money and not get any real bread? V'yachem below lesova. And you work hard and you get no and you get no satisfaction. You get no sense of satiation, satiety, whatever the term is. Shimu shamoa elai, listen to me, v'ichluto v'titagan v'deshen nafshechem. So you, if you listen to me, listen to my nevuot, then you'll eat well and you'll be able to enjoy titanag b'deshen on a nice, juicy, fat piece, and your soul will enjoy that. I think there's also an element here of a subtle polemic against many of the, what we know, the Nevi'ei Sheker of the time. We know from Yirmiyahu and from Yechezkel that there were lots of false prophets running around telling them all kinds of things that they wanted to hear. Many of those false prophets also made a lot of money. They would charge for their services, whether they were court prophets or they weren't court prophets. And in a certain sense, there's a certain kind of shtach here, a certain kind of polemic, pulmus, against these, court prophets who had said things and asked for money. And in effect, he's saying you pay out money, but you don't get anything because all their prophecies are false. Come to listen to God. Come to listen to me, Yeshayahu. Or again, the prophet says, and you won't have to pay. And you'll see that in the end, this is going to be much more satisfying and much more real than anything else. I also want to make a point that there is something, again, as we've noticed a couple of times, there may be an echo here of a reversal of a prophecy of Jeremiah. Specifically, I refer to here to a very famous pasuk that we're familiar with from the book of Eicha, when Jeremiah describes the destruction of Jerusalem, and in the end of Perek Hay, he says, look at how terrible things were. And one of his descriptions was, Meimenu bekesef shatinu. Just to get a little bit of water, we had to pay. So for our water, we had to pay. Bekesef shatinu. And so maybe there is here a kind of reversal. There's a kind of reversal in Hoy kol tzamei lechu lemaim v'asher ein lo kesef. Those who are in exile and are tzamei and are thirsty, that now you will have water. Go to the water, you won't have to pay for it. And again, the image of the water is the sustenance, but it's also the image of salvation here. Lama tishkelu kesef v'lo lechem, etc., etc. And again, I mentioned there's a tremendous amount of verbs of action. Lechu, lechu, shivru, echolu, lechu, shivru, tishkelu, shim'u shamoa elai, v'ichlu tov. Go and listen, and you will eat well, which of course, on a certain level, also reminds us of the great promise that we have, of course, in the book of Devarim, which we say every day in the second verse, the second paragraph of the Shema, which we know as the V'haya im shamoa tishmol mitzvotai, if you listen to my commandments, la'avat Hashem Elokeichem lo'avdo b'chol levavchem v'natati mitar artzechem, I will give you rain. So you have the juxtaposition. And here, we basically have the same element being used. It's a kind of playoff. Shim'u shamoa elai v'ichlu tov. If you listen to my prophecy, which is the word of God, you will eat well. V'achalta v'savata. You will have sviut, as opposed to listening to the prophecies of the false prophets, is v'yigiyachem belo l'sov'a, l'sov'a. You had no satiation, you had no sustenance. There was no achalta v'savata. Okay. He now continues and adds another element, which is, so to speak, a new element and an expansion. He moves away from the mashal to the nimshal directly. Hatu oznechem, again, another verb of action. Shivru, shim'u, lechu, a lot of activity. Hatu, listen, lend your ear, ulechu elai, and come to me. So the mayim turns out to be come to God, lechu elai, or come to the prophet. Shim'u utechinav shechem. Your soul will live. You will live. Ve'echrita lachem brit olam chazdei David ha'ne'emanim. So this is a tremendous move. Up until this point in history, God had promised a kind of eternal covenant to David. To David. And here, that David's reign would be forever and that he would restore him, etc., etc. But here, there's an expansion from the Davidic dynasty to Am Yisrael as a whole. Ve'echrita lachem brit olam chazdei David ha'ne'emanim. I will make for you a brit olam, an eternal covenant, and I will show to you, it's as if it says, ve'echrita lachem chazdei David ha'ne'emanim. the steadfast chasadim that I promised to David will come to you. Now, again, this already makes perfect sense, because once Am Yisrael, in the prophecies that we've seen up until this point, where Am Yisrael has been called in chapter 41 and chapter 43, right? If we look back in these chapters, right? Just to give you again, in chapter 41, Am Yisrael was called Ve'ata Yisrael Avdi, Yaakov Asher Bicharticha, the one who I chose. Avdi ata bichartiha. And this showed up again and again and again. This idea of the Am Yisrael as the chosen one, as the servant of God. Let me see if we can find some other examples. But again, you have it here explicitly. Atem avdi asher bacharti. The one that I chose. This idea of Am Yisrael as the Eved that God chose. So now, this move of David to all of Israel is really playing off, it's riffing off of a Tehillim, which I've already mentioned, but I want to mention again. In Tehillim Peitet, he speaks about Karati Brit Lebichiri. I have made a covenant to my chosen one. Nishbati LeDavid Avdi. I have sworn to David my Eved. Ad Olam Achin Zarecha. And I will sustain and establish your lineage, your house forever. So you notice here in this context, David is the one who is called Bichiri and Avdi. And so once Am Yisrael as a whole is called Bichiri and Avdi, once Am Yisrael as a whole is called God's chosen one, so it makes perfect sense that there's this kind of theology that what God had promised, which was a brit, olam, and chesed, those three terms, an eternal covenant and chesed, which had been promised to David, is now expanded, so to speak, and promised to all of Am Yisrael as a whole. And so when we read here, it makes perfect sense. Echrita lachem brit olam chasdei David hane'emanim. Hein eid le'umim nitativ, nagid u'mitzavei le'umim. I had made him an eid le'umim. I had made him, the word eid in this context doesn't mean a witness, but it, from context and from other places, it means I had made him a leader of nations. David captured a lot of territory. Nagid u'mitzavei le'umim, someone who commanded and was the head of many countries, of empire. Hein goy lo teida tikra. You will even call nations to come to join you, the goy that you don't know, that you never knew, very far away nations. The goy lo yida'ucha, elecha yarutsu. They will come running. Leman Hashem Elokecha, because of God. V'likdosh Yisrael kifeirach, and for the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. So you have this image of Am Yisrael, and you have this image of this universal theme that's introduced. It's expanding from David to Am Yisrael, and it's not Am Yisrael will bring the nations of the world, even the far off nations will come to hear. Now I want to add two things here. Number one, this connects us to the previous perek very deeply. The Roni Akara perek, which we read last week, had promised Am Yisrael at the end. God said, Berega katona zavticha, uberachamim gdolim akabtzeich, b'shetzef ketzef, he started on a regular, ubechesed olam richamtich. So this idea of eternal chesed is now played out again. And this idea of brit, ubrit shlomi lo tamut. In the previous nevuah, God had promised that there would be eternal chesed and eternal brit, the covenant of peace, will never falter. And so, it's perfect. It's perfect that now we are going to, we're kind of picking up on this and, so to speak, expanding it in another nevuah that he gave, who knows when he gave it. And so it makes perfect sense, the connection. That's number one. Number two, I believe that there's also a beautiful reversal here of Jewish history. If we go back to the Tochacha, to the reproof in Tanakh, which was manifest eventually in the Churban, in the destruction. So if you remember in the Tochacha, in Devarim, when it talked about the ultimate destruction because Am Yisrael did not keep the covenant, so at the later parts of the Tochacha, God says, Yolech Hashem otcha v'et malkecha asher takim alecha el goy asher lo yadata ata v'avutecha. God will take you and your king to a nation asher lo yadata. You will be exiled far, far away, not to your neighbors that you know, Edom and Moab and Ammon and Plishtim. You're going to be exiled to some far off country which you've never, never experienced. Number one, asher lo yadata. In the end, it also says, not only will you be exiled, but God says in verse 49 in the Tochacha, Yisa Hashem alecha goy merachok, God will bring a distant nation, kasher yideh hanasher, goy asher lo tishma lashono, a nation that you don't understand its language, and it will eat up all of your produce, etc., and destroy you, etc., etc. So now, when we come back, when we talk about the Geula, we talk about the redemption post the Churban, and the Navi says, "Hein eid le'umim netativ, I've made you a master over nations. Nagidu mitzavei le'umim, hein goy lo teida tikra." A nation that you never know, you will call. You will call them to come and join. V'goy lo yida'ucha, and a nation that you never knew, eilecha yarutsu, they'll come running. Instead of coming to destroy you and take away all your produce, just the opposite. They're going to come to want to join you in this kind of universal image, this universal connection to God. So I think it's a very nice play here that the Navi is doing. Okay. Now, this ends with a kriya. Hein goy lo teida tikra. You will call the nations to come to join you. Now the Navi turns to Am Yisrael. And again, this is classic. Yin, yang. The final editor put it together. We now, the Navi turns to, and again, this is the section that we read on a fast day, Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matz'o, which is actually a combination of two sections, from verse 6 through verse 13. And then in the next chapter, which will continue, it's all part of this, this already goes basically from here to verse 8, okay? And it goes till verse 8, so we'll read it together. So the Bible tells us, Dirshu Hashem b'himatz o kra'u b'yoto karo. So now the Navi turns to Am Yisrael and says, seek out God where he is found. Kra'u b'yoto karov. Call out to him because he is near. Now again, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that he is near in the sense that the Navi is, I think, in context, not the way eventually Chazal used it, but in the context, it means God is ready to come and save the Jewish people. It's an eight ratzon. It's a time of merit. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready. It's already been many years of the Churban. You're sitting in Galut. You're starting to come back. Again, either Koresh already has declared the Cyrus declaration, and so it's God is near in the sense of God is acting in history. Is that where it's supposed to be understood? Chazal, of course, many, many hundreds of years later would interpret this as Dirshu Hashem b'himatz'o, seek out the Lord where he's found, meaning temporally, during the course of the year. When is God found? God is found during Aser Simei Tshuva. Kira'u b'yoto karov, call out to him when he is near in this context. This idea of Dirshu Hashem b'himatz'o is basically playing off of a very important passage in very important passage in Tanakh, and that's the passage in Devarim, which of course we read on Tisha B'Av, but we focus on the first part in Perek Dalet of Devarim, which focuses all on the destruction when Am Yisrael will be put into exile. This is what we read: Ki tolid banim uvnei banim. We read this on Tisha B'Av morning, and God says he's going to throw you out of the land. But out of that, the Bible ends with uvikashtem misham et Hashem Elokecha. In the midst of your galut, you will seek the Lord out. Umatzata, you will find him. When you seek him out with all your heart. It's the first time the Bible introduces the theme of national teshuvah, of national repentance. And so here, it's perfect. The Navi is working off of this section. He's working off of this section. And so, Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo, ki tidrishenu b'chol levavcha umatzata, and you will find him. Dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. It's mamish a riff. It's playing off of the verses in Devarim. Kira'u, call out to him when he is near. Just as the Navi called to, you're going to call to the nations, now the Navi says you should call out to God. And what should you do? What's an aspect? Ya'azov rasha darko v'yishaven machshvotav v'yashov el Adonai v'yirachameyu. Just like it says in Devarim, v'shavta ad Hashem lokecha, on the national level, so too here on the personal level, which also has ramifications for the national level, v'yashov el Hashem v'yirachameyu. Do teshuvah v'el Eloheinu ki arbel yisloach. God is the one who will be able to wipe out the sin. Now, in antiquity, and not only in antiquity, certainly in antiquity, but later in history, the whole notion of being able to wipe out sin is a very difficult idea, right? Yonah rejected the idea of tshuva. What is this business that evil people get a second chance? But that's exactly what God introduced here. Ya'azov rasha darko. Let every evil person abandon. God will show rachamim, which is exactly what it says in Devarim, Perek Dalet. And God says, "Ki lo machshvotai machshvotechem, velo darchechem derachai," which of course is a play on, it's a chiastic play, A, derech, B, machshavot. B, machshavot, darchechem. The Rasha should abandon his derech, and the evil one, ish aven, the person who does wickedness, machshavotav, and he will be accepted by God. Ki lo machshavotai machshavotechem. God has his own calculus. God has his own machshavot. If the man who has evil machshavot abandons his machshavot, God will embrace him. Ki lo machshavotai machshavotechem. I don't run the world like some people think I should. V'lo darchechem derachayinu Hashem. And your ways are not my ways. I have the ability to decide who I'm going to embrace, who I'm not going to embrace. Even if some people would say that's not fair, that the evildoers get a second chance. Ki gavhu shamay me'aretz, kein gavhu derachay midarchechem u'makshvotayim mashvotim. My ways are, just like the sky is different than the earth, my ways are different than yours. Ki kasher yered hageshem v'shelag min hashamayim v'shama lo yashuv, ki im hirvat haaretz oli David tzmicha v'natan zera lazorea v'lechem la'ochel. So I bring down the rain, v'shama lo yashuv, and it won't be taken away, which is a play on v'yashov el Hashem v'rachameyu. The man has to come back to God. God will bring down his rain and his sustenance, v'shama lo yashuv, kim hirva, and it will not return. Rather, it will be embedded in the land, kim hirva ta'aretz, the holy David smicha. It will plant, it will nurture, v'natan zera lazorea v'lechem la'ochel, which of course connects us back to the beginning of Yishayahu, Perek Nun Hei, hol koi tzamei l'chlumayim, l'chu shivru v'echolu, and here God too says that my sustenance will bring forth, it will be marve ta'aretz, it will enrich the soil, and it will bring forth blossoming, v'natan zera lazorea, v'lechem la'ochel. Kain yedvari asher yitzei mipi, lo yashuv elai reikam. What I say will not come back empty-handed. Ki masa et asher chafatzti v'yitzliach asher shlachti. What I say will happen. That if the human being does teshuva, then they'll be rewarded. And specifically in the context of the contemporary scene, it means that Am Yisrael will be able to return to Eretz Yisrael. That they'll be able to be in the land and they'll be restored to the land. Ki v'simcha teitzeyu, you will leave your exile in simcha. U'b'shalom tuvalun, you'll come and be accompanied with peace. He'arim v'akvot yitzchu lifneichem rina. And there'll be a total transformation. Tachat ha-na'atzutz ya'alev v'rosh. Instead of the na'atzutz, which is a prickly flower, there'll be the brosh. V'tachat ha-sirpad ya'alev hadas. The hadasim. Instead of the sirpad, which is also not a very pleasant flower. Vayal Adonai l'shem. And this will be a name for God. It will, publicize. La'ot olam lo yikareit. It'll be a symbol. God will restore the land of Israel. And instead of kotz v'dardar, instead of it being full of thorns and thistles, it will be restored. The Jewish people will be restored. So nature will be restored. Am Yisrael will be restored. Lo yashuv elai reikam. What I throw out should happen in history will not emerge empty-handed. And again, we connect the beginning and the end. In the beginning, Am Yisrael is promised that God will make echrita lachem brit olam. God will make an eternal covenant. And it ends off here. Vayashem l'shem la'ot olam lo yikaret, will not be cut off. It will be an eternal sign for the eternal covenant. We now come to the second part of this beautiful nevuah. We come to the second part of this nevuah, and here the Navi gets into even to the more, if in the first part, the Navi talked about abandoning the evil, the sur meira, if we want to use that term, abandoning your evil ways. Now he talks about the more positive thing. And now he gets more concrete. Kol amar Hashem, shimru mishpat vasut staka. Specifically, he's going to talk about two areas of Jewish law. Here, this is the what we would call the social justice aspect. Kol amar Hashem, shimru mishpat vasut staka. So, keep justice, make sure that people are treated fairly in the court systems. Vasut staka, and do chesed. And do tzedakah, ki krova yishuati lavo v'tzidkati ligalot. If you do tzedakah, if you do righteousness and justice, God's redemption, tzidkati, will be, right? If you do tzedakah, if you show justice and righteousness to your fellow, then God will show you tzedakah. But tzedakah here in the context of being parallel to Yeshua, ki krova yishuati lavo v'tzidkati ligalot. Soon will come the redemption and it'll be manifest. It's going to be lehigalot. Now, of course, this is also gevaltic because in the previous perek, Dirshu Hashem behimatzo, krau biyoto karov, call out to him when he is near. Now we come back here. Shimru mishpat tzutzdaka ki krova yeshuati lavo. So God is near. And not only is God is near, but God's hand in history is near. Ki krova yeshuati lavo, v'tzidkati liigalot. Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zot, uven adam yachazikba, shomer shabbat mechalelo, v'shomer yado me'asot kol ra. So now we have again the shomer, three times the shmira, but we have the introduction, not only of bein adam lechavera, but also bein adam lamakom, specifically with shabbat, which makes perfect sense, because with the destruction of the temple, if you want to talk about what becomes a central aspect of Jewish identity when you don't have the temple anymore and you're living in Bavel and Paras, so Shabbat, just like for us today, Shabbat becomes a even more central focus of Jewish identity. And so, Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zot, shomer shabbat mechalelo, making sure that you don't violate the Sabbath. V'shomer yado me'asot kora. And we know from the book of Yirmiyahu, and we know from the book of Nehemiah, and we know from a lot of other kind of end of first temple, beginning of second temple books, that Shabbat becomes very prominent in the consciousness of the Nevi'im, and in the consciousness of the society. And as a marker of Jewish identity. So, Shomer Shabbat Mechalelo. And now the Navi goes even a step further and comes back to the theme, the universalism. But the universalism of chapter 55 was about how Am Yisrael was going to be the kind of benevolent imperialists. And they're going to call the nations to come. And the nations are going to eventually come to be under the wings of God. But here, the Navi speaks to the Ben HaNechar, HaNilva El Adonai Lemor. Clearly, we know, and we know that from the Megillah, for example, when the Jews went into exile, as much as they suffered in exile, there was also this phenomenon of some of the Gentiles that they encountered began to become part of their community. Now, either through intermarriage or simply engaging with Jews, there were people who became fellow travelers. And the Navi addresses that. Now, I want you to understand, this is something in the world of scholarship, they point out, and also some traditional scholars point out, that there's a tension that Yeshayahu here is addressing, because there are obviously, other voices during this period of time, or certainly a little bit later, like in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah and Yechezkel, that are very anti universalists. They don't want the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Shomronim, to come and help them rebuild Jerusalem. Ezra and Nehemiah tell them to get rid of all their foreign wives, and only the Zerah Kodesh, only the holy seed, should be part of the Jewish community. There's a clear sense of a need to separate from the surrounding nations and from those who have kind of joined up to be part of the broad Jewish collective. Yeshayahu here seems to have a different tone. Yeshayahu seems to have a much more openness to the people who've joined, because he says, "Va'al Yomar ben Hanichar," the Gentile, the non-Jew, "Hanilva el Adonai," who has come and joined together with, who's, you know, so to speak, joined together with the Jewish people, who's Hanilvim, those who are kind of fellow travelers. That God has chosen for me to be separated from his people, that I have no place in this reconstituted, redeemed people. Maybe in exile it was okay, but as the Jews are coming back to Eretz Yisrael, I have no place in this reconstituted people. Val Yomara Saris, and another outsider, the eunuch. We know from the Megillah that there were the Sarisim. Probably there were Jews who were castrated to become part of the, you know, royal government in Persia. This was one of the ways, this was one of the things they did. So these outsiders should not say, "Heinani Eitz Yavesh, I am a dead wood." Kicho amar Hashem lasarisim asher yishmur et shabtotai. First of all, God says to the Sarisim, who, if you keep the Sabbath and keep the commandments and show identification with Shabbat, I will give you a place in the temple. You won't only have to serve, your existence won't end with the return to Eretz Yisrael. You will be able to work in the Beit HaMikdash. V'natati lahem b'veiti u'b'chomotai yad v'shem. An eternal, a yad v'shem, and a place to be able to be remembered. Tov mi banim u'b'yanot, better than having children. Shem olam etein lo asher lo yikaret. They'll have an eternal place in the service of the Lord. And Michael Fishbane, in his commentary on the Haftorahs, the excellent commentaries in the Haftorahs for JPS, points out that there may be a little play on words here, that you have this language of Nilvim. Nilvim, which has an echo of Levim, of service of God, those who worship and serve God. You have all this language here. Uvnei anechar hanilvim al Adonai l'sharito, to serve him. Ulavad shem Adonai liot lo la'avadim kol shomer shabbat michalo machzikim bivriti. All these people who keep the Sabbath and want to become part of the Jewish people. Some commentaries suggest, some modern scholars point out that this is really the kind of first place where we explicitly see a kind of shmirat mitzvot is part and parcel of becoming part of the Jewish collective explicitly. Meaning, in the book of Ruth, we don't see Ruth keeping mitzvot in the classical sense. She says, "Amech ami velokayich elokai." So it sounds more like she's committed to the faith. But here, the Navi says, "Kol shomer shabbat michalo machzikim v'briti." That those people, they will, you know, who love God and want to be his servants and want to serve, Vaviotim el har kodshi v'simachtim beveit tefilati. I will bring them to my holy mountain, and I will make them happy and be part of the service. This is a very classical, universal statement. God who brings back those who've been scattered of Israel, Od akabetz alav lenikpatzav. I will also akabetz alav lenikpatzav. I will gather on top of the gatherings. I will gather others, which is referring to the nilvim al Hashem, the bnei hanechar, and they also are going to have a place at the table. So this is a very universal tone that Yeshayahu is using. It's also very nice. He speaks of them coming up with joy, Vaviotim al har kodshi v'simachtim beveit tefilati, which plays off nicely with what we had in the previous perek, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will bring the Jewish people back, ki v'simcha teitzeyu uv'shalom tuvalun, harim v'agvot yitzchu inam v'chol atzei yimcha uchaf. Here it was Am Yisrael that was going to be brought back. You're going to leave Bavel and come back with Shalom. And now, it's not just Am Yisrael, but also the nations that cling to Am Yisrael and want to be part of Am Yisrael. They will also come back. V'simachtim beveit tefilati, olotem zimchem l'ratzon al mizbechi, ki beiti beit tefila, yikarei l'chol ha'amim. For all the nations, which of course is nice, will be called yikarei, ki beiti beit tefila yikarei l'chol ha'amim, after they have been called by Am Yisrael to come and join. So this is a very beautiful, beautiful nevuah. And of course, because it talks about teshuva, and it talks about both Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Bein Adam L'Makom, Shimru Mishpat V'Asut Tzedaka, and Shomer Shabbat Michalo V'Shomer Yado Mi'Asot Kol Ra, it's a perfect nevuah for a ta'anit, it's a perfect nevuah for fasting, even though it doesn't talk about fasting, because again, the ultimate message of Chazal, as they make it clear in the Gemara, in Masechet Ta'anit, that fasting is very nice, but if you just fast and you don't, engage in any introspection in tshuva, it's not really worth too much. Okay, with this we close the study for this week. Next week, first of all, I want to wish everybody a Freilichen Purim. Again, please remember that the mitzvah, the most important mitzvah, as the Rambam says, is matanot lev yonim and not mishloach manot. So cut down on mishloach manot and the seuda, and certainly this year when it's Friday, and give much more matanot lev yonim. And as I always tell my community, there's certainly, as far as I know, I don't know, it never says in the Megillah that you have to have a theme for Mishloach Manot. So there's no mitzvah to have a theme of Mishloach Manot. And I think, again, I want to wish everybody a Freilichen Purim. Next week, there is no class. Next week, I have parent-teachers conferences all of Wednesday night. So I'm not going to be able to teach. I'm going to be doing my other hat, my work, my main work. So next week, no class. I'll send Rabbi Kelman an email reminder. But again, please note, no class next week. And Shabbat Shalom to everybody.